Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Nandita Khemka. Today is Tuesday, the 6th of August, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. Global markets are staging a solid rebound after Monday's bloodbath. Benchmark indices plunged over 3% on Monday, driven by weak global sentiment. The sell-off was led by fears of a potential recession in the US after disappointing jobs data, manufacturing PMI and jobless claims. Concerns over escalation of geopolitical tensions and fears of a reverse yen carry trade added to the worries. The Nifty 50 breached 23,900 in intraday trade for the first time since the 26th of June. After Monday's fall, both the benchmarks are off nearly 5% from the respective record highs tested last week. At close, the Sensex was down 2,222 points or 2.7% at 78,760 and the Nifty was down 662 points or 2.6% at 24,055. The cut was deeper across the broader markets with the BSE Mid-Cap Index shedding 3.6% and the Small-Cap Index tumbling over 4%. All the sectoral indices ended in the red with auto, metal, capital goods, oil and gas, power, media, realty down 4% each. Tata Motors, Adani Ports, ONGC, Hindalco and Tata Steel were among the big laggards, while the gainers included HUL, Nestle, Tata Consumer and HDFC Life. Meanwhile, foreign institutions were net sellers worth over 10,000 crore rupees in the cash market, while domestic institutions were net buyers by a similar quantum. Amid the heightened volatility in the global markets, analysts feel that trading positions should be trimmed or strict stop losses should be observed on either side of the trade. And option writers should be careful. Investments for a 2 to 3 year time horizon can be considered with fund allocation in a phased manner. Technical experts say a close below 24,000 would be seen as a sentimental negative with support at 23,800. On the other hand, any move above 24,125 would push the index towards 24,200 and 24,300 levels. Let's turn our attention to the global setup this morning. It's a day of rebound after the rout triggered by recession fears in the US that sparked a historic 13% crash on the Japanese Nikkei on Monday. This morning, both the Nikkei and Topix have rebounded 10% apiece. Even the yen has weakened by 1% against the US dollar. South Korea's Kospi jumped above 4% a day after South Korean markets were halted temporarily as the circuit breakers got activated. US futures are also staging a strong rebound after Wall Street notched its worst day in nearly 2 years. Overnight, the Nasdaq tumbled deeper into correction and both the Dow Jones and S&P 500 notched their worst sessions since September 2022. US Treasury yields briefly rebounded on Monday before inching lower again after fresh economic data showed that US services sector grew at a faster than expected pace in July. The ISM Services Index recorded a 51.4% reading for the month, representing the share of purchase managers reporting expansion. That is up from 48.8% in June and better than the Dow Jones estimates for 50.9%. The Services Index offered some positive economic news to counter fears of a looming recession on the back of weak economic numbers last week. US crude oil futures fell to a 6-month low on Monday, but prices have rebounded this morning. Even gold futures have staged a rebound after a 1% drop overnight. Cryptocurrencies as well tumbled amid a global market sell-off spurred by recession fears. Bitcoin briefly tumbled below the $50,000 mark for the first time since February. Meanwhile, the GIFT Nifty is hinting at a strong rebound for the Indian market. Shifting focus to all the stocks to watch out for in today's trade. Reliance Industries will be in focus. The stock was among the biggest contributors to Nifty's loss on Monday. The conglomerate will hold its annual general meeting on the 29th of August. Bharti Airtel reported its first quarter numbers post-market hours. Net profit beat estimates while revenue came in line with expectations. However, EBITDA was marginally lower than the pool of a little over 20,000 crore rupees. EBITDA margin of 51.8% was also slightly lower than the expectation of 52.2%. India business revenue was up 10.1% from last year. The average revenue per user came in at 211 rupees from 200 rupees last year. Net debt to EBITDA currently stands at 2.5 times. The telecom giant prepaid 7,900 crores in June for all deferred liabilities pertaining to spectrum acquired in 2012 and 2015, which were at the highest interest cost. ONGC's first quarter results were better than estimates due to lower operating expenditure. Revenue grew 1.8% quarter on quarter and came in higher than estimates. EBITDA margin came in at 52.7% from 50.2% in March, also higher than estimate of 49.6%. Crude realizations stood at a little over $83 per barrel, higher than estimate of $82 per barrel. Adani Energy Solutions raises 8,373 crore rupees through QIP. Now, SBI Mutual Fund issued 7.93% of the total QIP shares. INQ Holdings issued 15% of the QIP shares. Nomura Singapore issued 7.5%, while Citi Global issued 8.9% for its various funds through the QIP. Shares were issued at a price of 976 rupees per share, which is at a 15% discount to Monday's closing price. Moving on, Tata Chemicals reported a 67% drop in net profit for the first quarter. Revenue was down over 10%, while EBITDA margin shrank to 15.2% from 24.7% last year. Overall demand for soda ash remained stable during the quarter, while Europe saw muted demand. China demand as well remained stable. Meanwhile, BEML reported a net loss of 70 crore rupees compared to a loss of 75 crore rupees last year. Revenue grew 10%, while order booking at the end of the quarter stood at almost 11,900 crores. Orders booked during the quarter was at a little over 600 crore rupees. Orders worth 3,400 crore rupees are executable during the current year. HCC reported net loss of 2.5 crore rupees from net profit of 53 crore rupees last year. Revenue was down 5.7%, while EBITDA margin almost halved to 8.4% from 15.4% last year. Meanwhile, its board has approved raising funds to the tune of 1,500 crore rupees through issue of equity shares or debentures or QIP, among other methods. Moving on, Deepak Nitrite's Q1 profit grew 35%, while revenue was higher by 22.5% compared to last year. EBITDA margin came in at 14.3% from 11.9% year-on-year. Lupin has received show cause notice from Maharashtra GST Authority seeking a recovery of 672 crore rupees worth of taxes and penalty. The show cause notice is for a period between July 2017 to March 2022. Lastly, AMC stocks will also be in focus as market regulator SEBI has unveiled measures to check front-running and insider trading at mutual funds. AMCs will have to put in place institutional mechanism for identification and deterrence of potential market abuse. The mechanism shall consist of enhanced surveillance systems, internal control procedures, and escalation processes. And among key earnings today, Cummins India, Gujarat Gas, Gland Pharma, Tata Power, Lupin, and TVS Motor, among others, will hand in their first quarter report cards. Well, it's a busy day for the primary markets as well as Brainbees Solutions, the operator behind First Cry, will launch its 4,194 crore rupee IPO. Unicommerce eSolutions, a SaaS platform, will also open its 277 crore rupee IPO today. Meanwhile, Bhavish Agarwal led Ola Electric's 6,145 crore rupee IPO was fully subscribed on the second day of the share sale. The retail portion was subscribed 3 times and employee portion booked 9 times on the 5th of August. The SoftBank-backed company's IPO, the first by an electric vehicle maker in India and also the country's biggest this year, received bids for about 490.6 million shares, exceeding the 465.2 million shares on offer. Meanwhile, shares of Akums Drugs are expected to see 10 to 15% listing pop as they make their Dalal Street debut today. On that note, let's move on to our Voice of the Day segment. Today we have Nirav Karkera of Fistem Research, who shares his outlook on where the markets are headed after Monday's big crash. Let's listen in.
While a key reason, unwinding of Japanese carry trade may not be the sole trigger for the meltdown that we witnessed. A combination of concerns of rising tension in the Middle East, along with extrapolated impact on energy prices, nervousness around rate cut expectations in the US amid weak employment and recessionary streaks, arguably rich valuations of Indian stocks, potential FII outflows, and rising bond yields are a couple of more factors that also added to the mix and added to the mayhem that we witnessed. It also appears that the first leg of decline was quickly followed through with successive bouts of sell-offs during the day, indicating a potential snowball effect triggered by a series of margin calls and probably consecutive stop losses being triggered. At the same time, bulky FII outflow was almost matched by DII buying. This was a sign of respite, and this did in fact lend some sort of resilience to Indian markets. Now this is this will appear much more in a pronounced way when viewed versus other Asian counterparts. So this premise also extends to the outlook on Indian equities as a basket that is expected to soon recover majorly on the back of domestic buying. As the case for the Fed to hasten with the rate cuts strengthen further, the same is expected to offer RBI meaningful headroom to follow suit. Although it is worth noting that it won't be as much a surprise if the RBI decides to stay put for longer. So while the dip is an opportunity to buy at various levels and buy some good high quality, high growth stocks at more comfortable prices, it is essential to be highly selective also, especially in the mid cap and small cap packs. And as a cardinal rule at this point in time, buy scripts that are seeming fundamentally more strong, and not just simply because they were topping the momentum charts at some point in the past. So be selective going ahead, allocate wisely, and the key is also in moderating expectations for the year ahead. It may not be as much a cakewalk as it was in the past year.
Well, that's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.